major investigation has ended within the U.S. government. It was called the Russia investigation, the special counsel investigation, or the Mueller investigation, because it was led by Robert Mueller, a former director of the FBI who was put in charge of it 22 months ago. His team looked into alleged Russian interference with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And part of that was examining whether Donald Trump's campaign illegally coordinated with Russia. Mueller sent his full report to the Justice Department on Friday night, and that department sent a four-page summary of it to Congress on Sunday afternoon. It said that while Russia did try to influence the 2016 election, something Russia has repeatedly denied, the U.S. Special Counsel's investigation, quote, did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the election. Another part of the investigation looked into concerns about possible obstruction of justice. Did President Trump's actions intentionally and illegally interfere with the government carrying out its work? The special counsel says, quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. The Justice Department says the Mueller report left it up to the U.S. Attorney General to decide whether the president's conduct constituted a crime, and the U.S. Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General both concluded that the report's evidence is, quote, not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. The White House called the report a total and complete exoneration, a clearance of any wrongdoing for President Trump. But some Democrats say Special Counsel Mueller did not exonerate the president, and that the Justice Department summary isn't enough. They want to see the full report in the days ahead.